Good morning, Soumya.
Good morning, Malika.
Yeah, thank you so much for being, a part of this conversation with me. I welcome you. And as you're aware, this coaching conversation is a learning experience. Would you mind if I record this session?
No, I don't have a problem, Malika. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Yeah. So Soumya, before we start for the day, can we just pause and just take 1 minute to just close our eyes and come to the present. Okay. So you can do it just by counting 10 to 1, and then once you are ready, we can start our discussion.
Sure. Okay, thanks for the time, Malika. I'm ready.
Yeah, thanks, Soumya. What are we going to discuss today?
Okay, this is so I think I don't know where to begin. So I think I'll give you, or I'll need to give you a bit of context so that I mean I'll need to check where you're able to support me or where you can guide me. So see, I've been working for about 18 years now, Malika, and work is something that I thoroughly enjoy. I am very excited to actually come to work on a daily basis. And there are a lot of things in which, I automatically raise my hand for anything new that comes up. I know how to program manage or build a project around anything new that is given to me. I prioritize work a lot. It most of the time gives me a sense of happiness. Now, as a working mother, I try and juggle everything, and I think to most days I'm successful, or to most days I believe I'm successful, and I feel happy about the fact that I'm able to manage both home and work. I give decent amount of time to my children or to my family is what I would like to believe. When exactly, I mean, in crunch situations like their exams and stuff, I ensure that I reach home on time so I'm able to support them. And most of the days I feel good. I know that everything is not perfect, but I also know I don't need to be a superwoman, and that's all right. But there are some days when I feel completely deflated. So it's like it's like a seesaw of emotions for me. On most days I feel very high. On some days I feel extremely low. I start to feel whether all of this is really worth it. Do I need to kind of, start the day running around thinking that I wish I had four hands or eight hands so that I could do more? Do I need to actually continue with the work? Does it, is it even worth losing out on, the childhood or losing out on seeing my kids actually grow up? Having those small conversations with them when they come back from school. So not, I mean, these are, I think, things that keep going on in my mind. But I think the next day when something comes up in work, I'm again happy. I'm prioritizing it, or I feel it is important. It is necessary for me to kind of be successful in whatever I do when it comes to my work or my office. So I like, I like hearing the fact that I'm good at what I do. And I think that is also one reason where it takes priority over everything. I don't have a problem probably coming back home and occasionally speaking to those one odd people who call from work or checking my emails or doing some additional work. But some days, yes, I feel really down. I think I start to think, is this something that I should do? Is this all worth it? I see a whole lot of people doing nothing and still progressing, still being happy in their careers. And sometimes it feels that, do I need to put in so much effort and for what? So, tomorrow if I have a concern, it's, my workplace or my employer is not probably going to stand with me. So is this all worth it? So it's a lot of, I think, emotions that I feel, and I'm sure you've heard this from many women. While career is important, we are not sure of where we want to go or whether this is all worth it. You know how it works.
Yes, Soumya. I hear that it's commendable, like 18 years of work, and you have been managing your home as well. You have two children. I hear that you have always taken initiative in you taking new projects, taking new assignments, and you also prioritize your time well. And I hear that you have been quite successful in managing work as well as home.
I think I can say I'd like to think so. Most days I feel I'm not successful because, as I said, I know there is a bit of sacrifice and I'm most of the days okay with it. I mean, I think I can do better or I would like to do better and I probably procrastinate and keep it for some other day. Let me just enjoy today or let me just let this day be. I'm too tired to think any more about it and let me just think over it some other day. So I'm not sure. I mean, what success means, whether success is the happiness that I feel most times, or whether success is, I don't know. I mean, my kids appreciating all that I do. I'm not sure. I mean, because all these emotions just keep changing and they keep changing very frequently. And sometimes I think we feel we are judged too often by people who don't really know what we are going through. So yeah, that's where I am.
Okay. So
Soumya,
you talk about being.
this is for you. This was for you.
Yeah. So Soumya, when you talk about being successful, what do you what do you mean by it?
I think that's what I'm trying to find out. I'm not sure what it means, as I said. I mean, whether it means the happiness or whether it means somebody appreciating you at work, or I think that is what I would like to know because that would probably give me a sense of satisfaction.
So it means that you are looking at how you can define success for you.
Probably, I mean, if that makes me feel a little better about what I'm doing, yes.
So when you talk about success, so I see you relate success and happiness.
Yes.
Can can if you can let me understand how success you define success with happiness.
I'm not able to let me try and explain. I mean, the moment I feel very energized or engaged or excited about something, I feel I'm successful,
Yeah.
if I'm able to take up anything new and manage it well, I think those are also the moments when I feel good. And most times I feel that is how success can be defined. Success need not be a promotion or anything else, but it can be that a job done well, and that probably translates to a job done well at home also.
Why do you think being successful or not you're feeling success that emotion as an is important for you now?
I think it has always been important for me, but I've not been able to find the answer. But as we probably get older, as our kids are getting older, I think you need to reach a stage where you're able to feel calm, you're able to feel you've done enough. And I think that thought eludes me. I'm not sure. I mean, as I said, I have quite a lot of highs and lows.
So, what do you think if you feel, successful, what would be the impact on you?
Pause. Pause. So, Malika, what I hear from you is that you have picked up, I want to be successful as the small A. And I'm not sure if that is what the client is looking for. Right? You obviously have not asked her, tell me more, because there is lots that has come anyway and you don't want to go into tell me more. At such times where the client has only talked of what all is happening in her life currently, what she's feeling, how she is experiencing it, what are the thoughts and ups and downs and emotions going through, the best thing to do is to KP it. If you can do an essence, if you cannot, because there's a lot there, just pick up the right things on the KP and then ask the client, what are we exploring today? So I don't want you to go forward. If you have made some notes, we'll pause here and go back and you just practice the three, four things that you want to KP and then ask her and try to see if what the client wants to explore is coming out. Because it's like saying that there are a whole lot of things happening in my life, but we don't see a problem here. These seem to be normal set of emotions that a working mother goes through. So what's it that you want to explore? Because she said, you know, should I do this? Should I do that? Sometimes I feel like this, sometimes I feel like that. So which is it that is coming up to the table today? Let's just practice that. Because once you've identified the smaller, you know, it's a set of, you know, very clear steps. But there's a whole lot, almost 1.5 page of content that has come. So just pause here and step back.
Soumya, I hear that you have been working for the past 18 years and have been taking and you're very excited to come to work. It's a great thing to see that lot of excitement to take new initiatives. I hear that you have been a successful mother managing work and home quite successfully. I hear that most days you feel like a superwoman, and I feel that you are always willing to and wanting to do more, and if it is, and I hear that work gives you a lot of energy, and I hear that you want to be good at whatever you are doing.
Yes, definitely.
So it seems that you are wondering how I can always be at the top of the whatever. So it seems that you are wondering how you can always be as energetic and as passionate as you have always been at all times whenever you take up a new initiative.
No, I think I am passionate at all times whenever I take up something, and probably that's what keeps me going. But I think I need to feel a sense of calm. I definitely believe that is going to help me. I don't need to take stress about things. And what happens is, as I said, I get very excited, and then there are days when I feel extremely low, and I want to kind of achieve the sense of balance, you know, where I feel it's okay. And I'm a more happy person, you know. I think that's all that I want in life.
So it seems that you're wondering how to find the calm at this stage of your career.
Yes, I think at this stage of life, more of, you know, when there are too many things pulling,
Say
you
yes,
know.
Soumya. Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes. So what are we exploring today in this conversation?
I think I need help in how to strike a balance.
Okay, so when you say that you want to strike a balance, what do you mean by that?
Meaning question on the whole sentence, Malika? The whole sentence or just the verb?
So what do you mean by striking a balance?
Be a happier person, be more calm in life. Don't stress out about things. Yeah, that's it.
So, why is it important to be striking like the striking this balance now?
I think because it will help me become a better person, and that will project on my relationships otherwise also.
And why is it so meaningful to you to at this point of time to have a better relationships?
I have great relationships. I just feel that, internally, I think that sense of calmness will help me manage them better than what they are as of now.
So, can we say that it is becoming clearer that it is you would want to have that calmness in develop that calmness to take tasks one at a time?
No, I think I'm a multitasker and I'm happy about that. The only thing is, I should feel satisfied about it. And if that gives me a sense of calm, it's okay.
So when you talk about, so can we say that we are looking at how you can feel successful?
I am successful, I feel. I just need to become more calm or satisfied.
Okay, so here, so can we say that you're exploring how you can feel satisfied at all times?
Yes, most times, yes. You got it.
Yes. So, like, why do you suddenly think, like when you're talking about being satisfied at all times? So, why is that, a thought coming to you?
What makes this
What
thought come to
makes
you?
this thought come to you?
Oh, didn't we discuss this? Because
Yeah, too much of that has come, Malika. Don't tread there at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, now I think if you can, we'll stop here because it's gone a little here and
Very.
there. Yeah, if you don't mind. This is the first time, so this is bound to happen. Expected most of the time. So I'm going to stop the recording here.